We're having fun on a Thursday morning, as we always do. Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein both serve on the MCCSE school board and check in with us here on a Thursday morning. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am cold.
Yes.
I thought it was going to just start getting warmer, but from now on, no more winter.
Winter's last stand. We got a couple days in the 10 to 15 day forecast that do include some snow flurry, so don't put it all away just yet. It's Indiana. We know how wonderfully different our forecast can be time. So we get on with it. We're tough. First day of spring is the 20th of March, and we'll be looking forward to that. Now, you guys have had a busy start to the beginning of March. The first Monday and Tuesday, you had presentations at Bloomington South and Bloomington North High School. I don't want to call it a safety forum, but I don't know what else
That's
to
what
call
it. Was.
It wasn't
school
a safety,
right.
School safety forum, okay. And obviously, in lieu of the recent tragedy and mass murder at the high school down in Florida, the angle of this, Sue, was to provide some reinforcement, some belief, some questions answered on what have our schools and our high schools done to be prepared, I don't know what other words I'm looking for here, to make sure to the best of their ability these things can't happen. Well, we know we can't stop them. What did we learn from these two conversations this week?
Well, Glass, you're exactly right in terms of describing it and the need for it. And certainly after the shooting happened in Parkland, Florida, our superintendent sent a note home to all parents about our diligence and what we do and our sadness for what happened and our concern for safety. A lot of principals also sent stuff home, but it was clearly a time to bring people together. There is a need to do that so that people could ask questions and they could hear information about what's happening in our schools. We held the two discussions in South and North, but it doesn't mean those are the only places that safety is a concern for us. And I think going forward, what I've heard is other schools that want to have discussions will certainly do that too, because this is relevant for our middle schools and our elementary schools as well. So we had, for Monday night and Tuesday night, large panels each night of our staff, our administrators, Becky Rose, who's our Director of Student Services, Jim Whitmer, who is our school resource officer, who helps us with all of these kinds of safety and security issues. Chris Cioli, who runs our building operations, and we also had a police officer each night to talk about our relationship with the Bloomington police and how we interact and the partnership that we have whenever there's a question about anything and how the police will react to that and help us with that. And help us take care and ensure safety in all of our schools.
Well, the bottom line, Sue, is that Superintendent DeMuth knew there were questions in the community. People want to know, hey, what about this? What about that? I've heard this. I've heard that. What can we really do? And all of that. And put together these two panels so mm-hmm. that people would be able to come ask those questions and get the answers to those. And I thought it was very helpful. Lots of questions that ranged everything from what are you doing about all these new products that are out there to make it safe for my kid? I even had a young student show me a picture last night of something you can put in each classroom that provides safety for the kids. And it's like, God, it takes up the entire classroom to provide that kind of thing. There's a lot of things that are out there, and people want the answers.
Sue, who put this together? Was this something the community requested, or was this proactive by the administration?
This was the superintendent who knew this was an issue, who was getting questions. We have a Facebook. We don't have it, but the community has a parent community Facebook page. It's a group, and there were some questions raised there, some questions in school. So it just, you know, it's one of those things where you want to get the same information out to everyone. You don't want to piecemeal it. And because from day one, our superintendent has said safety and security of our students is of utmost importance. And because of Judy, one of the things she did early on when she was here is she would go to schools and go through back doors, side doors that were open, that were unlocked. And because she said these doors have to be locked, and with Judy, she helped us install all the electrical buzz in, buzz out cameras at the front door so that people couldn't just automatically come in like they used to be able to in our schools. So we now have covered entrances where people, to get any further into the school, they have to be buzzed in and somebody has to see them and allow them to come in. And that also means that all of our other entrances to the school, all of the other doors are locked. And in our high schools, not only are they locked, but there's some there's alarms on those, so that if somebody tries to open a door to let somebody in or prop it open, the schools know where those doors have been opened. So everything we can do, we're trying to do. And Chris Scioli, our operations person, was there to talk about different products. And, you know, fortunately and unfortunately, when things like this happen, everybody comes out with a product that they want to sell you. Some of them really aren't worth it, but they just see, you know, hey, there's a market for this. So it's something that, of course, if there are things that the police will recommend could be helpful to us, we'll explore. But certainly there's a lot of things out there that people are just trying to sell that really aren't going to help us necessarily.
No, they're not. And no matter what... no matter what preventative measures are in place, it's good. It's just these are awful things that continue to happen for other reasons that you guys can't stop. And it's just you have to do the best, excuse me, with what you can do. And it's good to get out there and answer those questions, because some people sadly, Sue, spend too much time on the internet and they think that this magic potion can help solve these issues. And to be fair, you can't promise anything. And that's the sad story of all of this.
And you're right, Glass, that it's not just schools. I think people need to understand that schools are still one of the safest places you can be.
I agree.
But when this happens, of course, everyone's attention is drawn to it. But it happens in bars and in clubs and at concerts and in movie theaters. It happens a lot of different places. But because we are a public entity, we're governed by the public, we're funded by the public, we wanted to be out there and tell people what it is that we are doing and that we aren't doing. And one of the things mentioned each night, and the night I was there on Tuesday, received a big applause, was we're not going to arm teachers.
It's interesting, Sue, you mentioned that. I have a young friend that's a young, dynamic, great teacher, and he put a note on his Facebook that said, the day I have to carry a gun into the classroom is the day I quit teaching.
That's a discussion for just, I don't know what planet that's on. But a lot of people seem to think that's going to solve the problem. Just go ahead and point out to the school where it's solved mm-hmm. that before. And I'm not getting into gun debate on this program or any other program, because that's just, I talk about banging your head against the wall. I'm not going to do it. So that's good to know that issue in this school district has been dealt with and addressed. It will not happen. So if anybody is hearing rumors or read it on the internet, say it one more time, Sue, so we can just be official with it.
MCCSC will not be arming its teachers.
There you go. So that should...
And let me add one other thing, Glass. Unless something happens where the state or federal government orders us to do it, but I can't imagine that that's going to happen. But as long as we're governed the way we are right now, our teachers are going to continue to teach, and they won't be armed.
Good, because that's the mission of teachers. It's to arm our students with knowledge.
And we do. We have our school resource officer, Jim Whitmer, is armed. And when he comes into schools, he's armed. We have police officers in uniform who from time to time are in our schools. And when they are and they're uniformed, they're armed. So I just want to make it clear that there are people who are armed with our schools, and we do have security guards at our high schools who are not armed, but their role is for security. And if we need some other assistance, they're able to get it very quickly.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. Spring break is right around the corner. I-Step's going on. What else do we have to cover today, Keith? It's kind of getting to be a little quiet here because everybody has one eye on the calendar and when their flights are leaving and when.
Well, there's a couple. Go ahead, Sue.
You know what I didn't realize is that it's daylight savings time already. Or something?
It's usually the first weekend in November and the first weekend in March. So we're close. This is the first full week, so that makes a little bit of sense. So it's going to be lighter earlier and lighter, I guess, later as well. So we get to get that rolling with what's happening.
Sue, there are a couple of things that left over from our meeting that we need to get out there for the audience to understand.
Oh, right. Because Mike and I had a really good discussion last week about graduation rates, so we missed some things. And this is from the, our foundation. Our foundation, whose purpose is to help raise funds, hold funds, and use that for educational needs, on April 18th, there's going to be a dine and donate. And the foundation will advertise this widely when we know all of the restaurants, but it'll be a variety of restaurants in Bloomington that will give a portion of their proceeds to subsidize Backpack Buddies, which Community Kitchen operates, and that's the, those are the food packs that go home with kids on Thursdays or Fridays, kids who might not have access to proper nutrition. That will help fund that, and it will also go to our school lunch assistance program. So it makes sense that you're eating out and you're helping other people eat at the same time. And on April 3rd is our personal achievement banquet that Keith always loves to talk about, because it recognizes kids who have overcome some great obstacles to be able to continue their high school education. And it's I think to both of us and to everyone who's there, it's pretty amazing, some of the students who are overcoming things, not just like poverty or illness, but homelessness, and they continue their education. So we weren't able to mention that in the past. Oh, and June 14th is the foundation's Golf for Kids. That's a ways off, but wanted people to know. So if people want to start thinking about forming golf teams or helping the foundation sponsor it, they can start thinking about that now.
Those are warm thoughts, so that's not a, that's not a terrible, terrible thing to think about as we move forward as well. And one thing that we I didn't do a very good job of last week when we were talking about those numbers and how you know the state wants to pay attention. They're looking at that for dropout rates. That's the other side of that that coin where you do have to pay attention to. We were having a I was having a shot at what do you spend all this time tracking who moved where did whatever else. The greater point of that is they want to make sure to keep an eye on whatever that rate is of students dropping out. Now, if someone moves and moves to Sweden or does something else and their parents moving out, that's one thing. But the other side of that coin is the students that are, I don't want to say falling through the cracks, but they are to a degree sometimes are falling through the cracks. So that was point of the that's part of that graduation rate.
Well, it sure is, but it really it doesn't really reflect that accurately. But yeah, because we know who's dropping out, we can tell you, but that's not how the state figures it, because they want us to track every single kid, and I get that. But some kids, the documentation that we have to show where a child went, that they're continuing their education somewhere else, or that they're no longer in this country. Sometimes the state doesn't accept that.
Yeah, a lot, some of that, right. There's you shouldn't be spending your time having to chase all that down for a percentage point here or there or whatever it's going to be.
Right, because so, when you say it's 95% graduation, you think, well, 5% dropout, and that's not accurate. It's usually
it's part of
that,
that number, not all of that
yes,
number.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You are correct.
I don't think we did a good job, or at least I didn't. Okay. I didn't bring that out all the way, so there is the devil's always in the details, and I left that out, so I wanted to make sure we got that covered. But I agree. You spend all this time filling out this paperwork. We did that last week. Let's let's live in the now, man. All right.
Okay, man.
So let's see. Here we are on the 8th day of March. The school board meeting is always the final 4th Tuesday of the month, so we won't worry about that here for a couple weeks. Spring break's happening. Everybody's
I-Step is finishing.
That's the good news there. And when everybody comes back on that Monday after spring break, there is snow in the forecast, so I just want everybody.
Thanks.
Well, goodness.
Would
you
rather hear it now or later? And if I – the more
no, so when everybody comes back tan, there'll be snow to match their tan.
What if you go skiing on spring break?
Well, good point.
What if you go to the library? You get the ultraviolet tan. What if you I think the more I talk about it, the less chance of it happening. Yeah. So let's get ready for the big you know, no accumulation, but there'll be some big snow happening. Good job as always, Sue. We thank you for your time, and we'll get caught up. Are you here next week?
I am here next week. All I'm not going anywhere.
We will talk local education issues. So we'll keep an eye on the State House, too, make sure that they're starting to get...
It's wrapping up.
Wrapping up to see what will trickle down or not trickle down, because sometimes we hear things, and, we'll see if they are going to affect us or not. Good job, as always. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Glass. Bye-bye, Keith.
Bye.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein both serve on the MCCSC school board and join us here on Thursday mornings.